The American Lung Association says lung cancer death rates are down nearly 12% in the last 5 years. Despite that, lung cancer remains the number one type of cancer that causes people to die. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach reports on some of the life-saving developments and remaining challenges.
The Lung Association estimates that in Wisconsin, 4,100 people will be diagnosed with lung cancer this year, and nearly 2,800 will pass away. Smoking is the top cause of the disease, but there are other potential triggers as well, like air pollution. For New Berlin resident Lisa Prisbilla, though, it was a gene mutation that led to her being diagnosed 27 months ago with an advanced form of non-small cell lung cancer. Prisbilla says the diagnosis helped her understand some symptoms she had developed.
Initially, shoulder pain. Then I had back pain. I had shortness of breath.
Prisbilla's doctors got her into the latter stages of a trial of a drug called alectinib that has now been FDA approved for initial therapy. She says the medication, which is targeted to her gene mutation, has been a big plus.
It basically gave me back my life. Right now, I have no active cancer.
Prisbilla cautions there can be some side effects like short-term memory loss, and so she no longer works. She also says doctors have informed her that alectinib starts losing its effectiveness after about 36 months. Medical College of Wisconsin radiation oncology professor Elizabeth Gore says she hopes more patients can get into clinical trials. But Gore says some of the meds may not prove durable due to the nature of lung cancer.
The tumors themselves are very complex, so a target may not address all of the cancer cells, or some of the cells may mutate and then grow outside of the control of the different agents.
So Dr. Gore, who is also chief of radiation oncology at the VA Medical Center, is also a big proponent of early testing for lung cancer through CT scans of the chest that use a low dose of radiation. Gore especially hopes high-risk people, like current or former heavy smokers, will overcome their reluctance to be checked.
There's a lot of fear. Patients don't want to know.
The American Lung Association says people diagnosed at early stages of lung cancer are four times more likely to survive 5 years. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.